In Tafresh Mem Hei, we did Sif Aleph, we didn't finish Mishaburas, holding the Sif Cotton Gimel. Prudos. So he said it's preferable to have a little, which is all over, not Prudos, Gamri. Okay. So the Mishaburah, Hataz Hello. And this is a quote from the, again, this is a quote from the Magid Mishnah. Shemasha Hikmar Harab Magid. The mitzvah and the mufka, this which the Magid Rabbah, that the Magid Mishnah says that it's preferable. Udavka hecha shekol olav tliyas tamata raksha erlin imalulav. So, I think the picture that he's picturing is that they're leaning out, but they're still going up. As opposed to nifritzu, which is the next if. Nifritzu olav shepasul, when the leaves are nifritzu, which is considered pasul, who could go and shenitlishu olav legamri min alulav? Either they've been torn off of the lulav; they're not physically attached anymore, and you just wrapped it together with something holding it together. Oy shetzuyas lamata legamri in erlin in alulav, that they've spread out so much that they're hanging downwards. Or they're not fully detached, but they're detached to the point that they're hanging, they're somewhat broken off, and they're hanging down. So that's nifritzu, and nifritzu means that they are spread out, but as long as they're not hanging downwards, is that's what he says you shouldn't do. Our call shein all of tluyos, a success noitin litzadin. If they're not leaning all out at all, they're just going like this, but they're like off to the side a little bit. I feel it's in a move kreinkan. There's not even a preference not to use that lulav. That lulav is considered preferable even the chachilu. That's the Taz. They raise questions on the Taz. So you want a lulav where as the year progresses and the lulav is on the tree for longer, the leaves start to fan out and they harden. But so you want a point where they're not fanning out at all. I mean, our lulav, they're loose, but they're not fanning. They're not badafka facing outwards. They could lie very comfortably. You lie down, they all come together and they lie in the same direction. So that's the chadchila. Nifritzu is when they're starting to spread out, that when you lie down, it's going to look like it's spreading out. That was the picture you have over there in number 7, where that, you know, that there's a process, the spreading process has started. Right, so. So we have, you're looking at over here, we're having three or four different madrigas. We have what we have, where the leaves are not attached, but even though they're detached, they're all going in the same direction. Then you have the beginning of the process where they start to fan out, but they're all facing upwards. Then you have a situation where they... they're facing sideways. Okay, they're facing downwards. So that's what we're talking about over here. Okay, Sif Beis. So we said nifritzu olav. If it's nifritzu, then the law is it's possible. Nifridu is kosher. Nifritzu is possible. Hu shidaldalu mishidra shalulav. That they're hanging downwards. Ha'inu she'ein olam imashidra elatliyam lamata. They're hanging downwards, so that's possible. And according to the way the Taz, the way we're learning, it means even if they're still attached, if they've matured to the point that they're facing it, that the nature is that the leaves hang like out downwards, that's already possible. Because the more makes a drasha, it says kapos tamorim, and it's written chaser. Is there is written kaf kapas tamorim, which is singular. It has to be look like it's one kap. It's all one piece together. If they're detached, so even though you then bound them together with the lulav, it doesn't help. If they've hardened to the point that you couldn't bend them in towards the shidra if you wanted to, possible. Now, because of Barai Ba'olim, it's only possible if the majority of the leaves on the lulav are like that. If the majority are not like that, even though Miyad is, Bashar, Olav, Nishiru, Badai, and Halulav, Nishir, Makusa, Ba'olim, is kosher. But if the majority are still lying regular on the lulav, they're not lying out, like, downwards, facing out and flying downwards, so then that's still kosher. Okay, sif cut and dalit. So if the medaldalu that they're facing downwards, ka'ale hakarios, tahainu. The gams that who bechlal nadadlu mi'arach hashidra, afshlo dain lo nekro mi'chiburim. So this also goes into what the Mara refers to as nadadlu mi'arach hashidra, that they're no longer lying with the length of the shidra, because they're even though they're still attached, but they're facing downwards, facing out and downwards. Wooden in nekro mi'mokam chiburim b'shidra. The dying remember makes this so similarly. If they started to be pulled off, but they're slightly attached still, actually until you smell them, they're not hanging downwards. V'im hashedra ba'atzma nishbura utzuya lamata. However, if a situation were on the tree, the whole lulav broke off and is hanging downwards. So you're picking a lulav which is hanging down. But that's okay. But the lulav itself is not hanging down. Tana shemur b'mixes. Nearly the kasha. The davka b'roiv olin posel. Dama the behemash and nishbu roiv slo sel trefa. V'nishbu shidra is ksheira. Ava yeshul ogle l'sham shlo lipa l'matza. Ken kosa magan avram. I'm not sure what the Magen Ram's case is. Al harakadim cholkim alzeh. The shani hasam the chuda shidra kayim. The case of the animal, the spine is still intact, even though the vertebrae have broken. The spinal cord is intact. Uboy toli hekshe risham. That's the kashrus and trefus is totally in the chuda shidra, the spinal cord. The nifsek achutz. After shidra kayim is trefus. If the spinal cord has been cut, even though the vertebrae are intact, it's a trefa. So the main point is not the vertebrae; it's the chut hashidra, which is intact. Mashen came binyanenu. They tell me it's actually part of the spine itself. Part of the shidra is almost broken. So Magaram was mashed that. They said, "Well, no, that's not true. Over here would be problematic." So everybody, the yesha kasher dain kavanas Magaram nishpura mam. She doesn't mean it's broken totally. So he suggests that he means if it's broken mamish, so if I have a whole shidra and the top is broke off its puzzle, so I break in the middle, so it means to be kosher, not mistaber. Right? So he doesn't see that being the case, what the Magen Ram meant to say. This is the big day yesha. Because not any better the case of Nitam Rosha, which would definitely be problematic. So what the case was, it's mismoitet lamata. It's inclined towards, it's loosening, or it's weakening, so it's somewhat bent downward. It's not broken off totally. Okay. The Tzorachian. Definitely not advise you to buy a lulav like that, if you have a choice. Okay. Nekro lamato. If the leaves are actually detached, down below where they attached, they're not attached anymore. They're not really attached. Just you bound it around, so it's holding it in place, but it's not really attached. So over there, the loch is possible. Even though you did that, you bound it together, it doesn't help. The case where they're attached, but they're bent downwards, so even if you gather them together and bind them around and hold them in place, it's not going to help. Because bats and the leaves are not the way they're supposed to be. Zion. If niskashu ha'olim ke'etz, the leaves become hard like wood. To the point that as they harden, they harden in place, they spread out and they fan out and they harden. These are your pictures of the big prominent leaves, the way spread out. So you can't bend them together. I mean, you have to break them just to bring them together. Now he says, "V'im hischilu hiskashus." But I'm not saying they're starting the process of hardening, but they haven't hardened like wood yet. That's what the Gemara first was. Doimer lacharus, a churius is which once it's already fanned out totally. This is on its way. It's not there yet, so it's lachos that it's kosher. Okay, teva heilin shabeshah shaolin. He saw the kashas nasalei mefurados. According to his parallel, the mitzvah move kashloyim mefurados. But as it happens, they harden as they spread. We said before, the chachilah shouldn't be spread at all. So it's definitely not the minamufka to take such a lulav. Okay, now he says this whole issue over here is if it happened, as opposed to if only a mir had happened to the rest, the roiv didn't happen to yet, so it's kosher. Roiv kol ola v'ola, and each leaf. It wasn't the whole leaf spread out. Even if Rav is spread, it's also a problem. Ruba kakula. Habla keilu halulav below olam. We look as if the ulav doesn't have the leaves, which the ulav requires, are the leaves which lie with it, and that doesn't have those anymore. Now, v'davkim hubasach shir lulav shu arba tvochim. Kilkamam esimin tafreshnun. The shear, the size of a lulav for kashrus, it has to be 4 tefachim long. So if somewhere in that distance of the 4 tefachim long, we have this problem, the leaves spreading out, etc. So that's we have a problem. Okay. Mishru roi v'olin shalulav hayoyse mikashir. Mishru roi v'shir shalulav shalim. If the upper leaves, which are not part of the shear, have broken off, and the lower ones, which are intact, so your shear has kasha leaves. If you're stopping him, Azlina Basaroy, a little of apostle, Basaroy, a shear, a kasha. So we have an interesting question. The lulav might be quite long, and along the length of the roiv of the lulav, we have problematic leaves. In regards to the roiv of the shear, we have kasha leaves. So how do you judge that? So he raises that as a question. But if the leaves, the mead all of nasukach, and the rest of it is nisharu are in place, and v'dayin a little mechusav olin, it's still covered. So that's like another kenach. I told you that rabbi olin have not been affected, but you need that they're lying on the lulav, because even if it's just the mead, if you have a piece of the lulav is the shidr itself is bare. There's no leaves there. That's a problem. If it's going to leave the ulav not being mechusav, and that's pasha then the shear. If the shear of the lulav, that area, the leaves are the lulav itself is not covered with any leaves. So that's problematic. or if it's not all covered with leaves, said that more correctly, if it's not all covered with leaves. So it's Nisha Mechusim. Good. Vine Berloch, he sent it to the Berloch. So the Berloch raises the question again, this question of is it the Shira Lulav? And that he brings from a Bir Gra, telling the area, the length, the shear. He brings some Rashi and Aran that if it's not called a lulav anymore, once it's starting to spread out, even though that's beyond the shear, but the mice of this item is something else. It's an ufsa, as he calls it. So that's what he raises over here. Brias olin shalulav kachi. The leaves on the lulav branch. This is how they come. Sheheim gedelim. Gedelim shnayim shnayim udubukim migabo. They grow as a double leaf, and the back of the leaf, they're attached. So it's a leaf which is folded over in itself and attaches on one end. That spot where the two leaves come together is referred to as a tiyamis. Tiyamis being which is a twin. So that's where the two leaves meet. That's called the tiyamis. So nechol ha-tiyamis, if the tiyamis is split, I'm skipping the parentheses for a second, is psula. So the Gemara presents there's then a nechol ha-tiyamis halacha that is possible. So that's not a very clear statement, because which one it says just tiyamis means where the two leaves meet. So on your lulav there are many leaves meeting. So which one is it? What does he mean when you say tiyamis? So the Gemara adds the words b'rov ha'olin. If the majority of the tiyamis of the leaves have split, it's a problem. Now, the Chabad didn't say that, but that's what the Sumat, the Gemara is coming from Farshim Chabad. So, and then we have to add, and then on each leaf, how much is split? So let's say the majority of the leaf is split. So so now you have right where the leaf splits and right where the leaves have splits. So you have a problem. The leaves came not as a folded leaf, but as a single leaf. It's possible. So either scenario that the leaves are coming as a single leaf, not a folded over leaf, or alternatively you have one side of your lulav where all the leaves are kfulim, they're double leaves, and the other side there's no leaves on the other side, so that's possible. So we have in the Machar, but the problem of the leaves splitting is a problem if it splits the majority of the leaf. Now, what does it mean, the majority of the leaf? You look at your lulav, so the lulav starts out with a very, very compact shedra, and the leaves come out as they go up from the shedra. So on the point where the leaf leaves the shedra till the tip of its leaf, that's the length of the leaf. If the majority of that is split, that leaf is split. Now that that's true, if you have the majority of the leaves on the lulav, that happened too, so the lulav is no good. So far, that's all the Machaber said. The Machaber said it's possible, and the Ramah explained he's referring to a case of Rav Ha'olam, majority of the leaves. Comes this second Ramah. We ask before Shem, why Mother Summer come and explain, Dim Nechla Ka'ola Ha'elion, Ho'em Soyi, Shala Shedra, the middle leaf, which extends from the end of the Shedra, out of Shedrin, if it splits all the way from the top, all the way down to the Shedrin. Mikri Nechla Katiyamis with the Apostle, that's called Nechla Katiyamis. Again, that's our meaning to be machmer on Nechla Katiyamis. If the Tiyamis is not attached, it's possible. He's passing so far if it splits all the way down. The chachil, you want one which isn't split at all. Some say this chiddush that we're saying that the middle leaf is sensitive and it can pass the lulav on its own. So I just told you that's only if the whole thing is split. So some say that that's not true. They hold it's a problem even if it's only nechlik, but it makes sas. It's only partially split. So all the edo kofum tchidis also is possible. And similarly, we said that there's another requirement over here that the leaf has to become naturally as a double leaf. Can't come as a single leaf. So that leaf is a single leaf, even though that's how it came in chachila. If the middle leaf is like that, it's possible. So we have either the rove or the olana like that, it's possible, or the middle leaf by itself is like that, and it's possible. Okay. See what we're holding. 7:58. I mean, you want each leaf. Most of the leaves are split, and each leaf, the majority of the leaf is split. Because if the meat of the leaf is split, it's not called split. It's called it's still brave. It's attached. Psula, tahavi kilo nitlagami. Once it's been split, it's as if it's gone. So, according to the first pshat, there's no sensitivity which we give to the middle of the leaf. It's only if the majority of the leaves are not, that's all it's only a majority. So, if the majority are not split, and the middle leaf is split, legamri, according to this opinion, it's kosher. Because the majority of the leaves are not split. Or if you have the tzad sheni or below all, impossible. So if one set has leaves, one set doesn't have leaves, it's possible. I will just read dvor the bezev vadi possible called shiva yomim of achas mitchilas briyoser mistapik sham ayin sham. If it's only has leaves on one side, not on the other side, that's possible 7 days. If the leaf come is not as doubles but as singles, he's not sure. Maybe that's not all possible all 7 days. And then he came along and see them said that olam soy is more sensitive. Shadar Kalias Kaful Kishar Oli Halula, which it's normally it's doubled. And the olam soy is the middle one. So now he's being Mekadish. Sometimes the final shidr goes up in two separate leaves, each leaf being a double leaf, a folded leaf. There's two ones. Each one has the sensitivity of the corner shot of the shadr, the tiyamis, and even though it's split, even though the other one is intact, it doesn't help us. Okay. Out of shadr, so the remorse of the problem is if it's split all the way from the tip all the way down to where it attaches to the shadr, the whole way. Under a grosha, his kim ladina yesh lahak rubai roiv is already a problem called psul. He says if it's only split to mixes, it's not a problem. If it's split to veroiv, that's when it's possible. He said that halacha is that it's possible. Now this halacha that it's possible is Hanabiyam Rishon. Well, we'll show you on this kosher. So right now we're telling us that the din of nechlok, the splitting of the tiyamis, is only possible the first day. He said, but it's a mitzvah in a mufkar to get a lulav which the leaves not the middle leaf is not split at all. So a mitzvah in a mufkar, but how do you yesh a lulav bakri? Another option. If you have a situation where roiv of it is still attached, definitely can make a bracha. Kiyesh machmirim. They say even mixes is a problem. The time when they hold, and the womb ruggedly is beseifer shesada kulay. You shake it, so eventually it's going to split all the way. So it's like it's waiting for that to happen. So we pass already now. As we release the tefach, splits to be a problematic. He holds even a mashu is a problem. That roiv is a problem, but till then it's not a problem. If you have another option, you own another lulav. Why not be good? Why be bad if you can be good? Tefach is not the issue. Roiv is the issue. However, even if it's just a little split, but they're clearly distinct and separated, that's a different. That's an exif. That's a whole different ballgame. Okay, let's hold it here.